This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Bryce Davis, Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided July 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division, Bryce Davis. Appellant, no, SD 38856 versus. Filed July 23, 2025. State of Missouri, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Butler County. Honorable Devin Kirby, Judge affirmed Bryce Davis, Movant, appeals the denial of his amended rule, 24-035 motion for post-conviction relief, following an evidentiary hearing on his claim that his attorney, plea counsel, rendered ineffective assistance of counsel. One, because Movant's sole point alleging clear error by the motion court is without merit, we affirm. Factual and procedural background. Pursuant to a negotiated plea agreement, Movant pled guilty to second-degree robbery, received a 15-year sentence, and the state dismissed several other charges. Movant thereafter timely filed a pro se post-conviction relief motion. He later filed an amended motion, one all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2022. Two, which the motion court found should be treated as timely following an abandonment inquiry, in which he claimed that plea counsel was ineffective for failing to timely file a motion to change venue within 10 days following Movant's arraignment as required by Rules 3203 and 3204. The motion court held an evidentiary hearing on Movant's claim, taking notice of the underlying criminal file and receiving testimony from Movant and plea counsel. In its ensuing order, the motion court summarized the witness's testimony as follows. Movant claims that plea counsel's failure to file a motion for a change of venue as a matter of right or for cause rendered his guilty plea involuntary. Movant testified that he did not want his case tried in Butler County, Missouri, because he had previous charges in that county that he believes were in the news, newspapers, and social media sites. As a result, Movant testified that he believed he would not get a fair trial in Butler County, Missouri. He further testified that he told his plea counsel that he wanted a change of venue immediately after his preliminary hearing. Plea counsel testified that his standard of practice is to advise his clients of their right to a change of venue as a matter of right at the preliminary hearing and arraignment. He did not recall Movant requesting it at either one of those times, and has no documentation in his file indicating Movant requested him to file such a motion at those times. He further testified that Movant did later request that he file a motion for a change of venue prior to the jury trial. Plea counsel filed the motion for a change of venue for cause, which was denied by the trial court. The motion court then quoted the following several colloquy excerpts from Movant's plea and sentencing hearing. Q. By the plea court. Now, Mr. Davis, my understanding is that you wish to enter a guilty plea to this amended charge. Is that what you want to do? A. By Movant. Yes, sir. Q. By the plea court. The amended charge that we are dealing with today is the Class B felony of robbery in the second degree. Do you understand what you are charged with? 3A. By Movant. Yes, sir. Q. By the plea court. And do you understand that by pleading guilty, you will be admitting that you did what you are now charged with? A. By Movant, yes, sir. Q. Has anyone threatened you or promised you anything to make you plead guilty today? A. No, sir. Q. By the plea court. Are you satisfied with the services of your attorney? A. By Movant. Yes, sir. Q. By the plea court. Has your attorney done everything you asked him to do in preparing your case? A. By Movant. Yes, sir. Q. Has your attorney failed or refused to do anything that you asked him to do in preparing your case? A. No, sir. Q. Is there anything that you do want me to consider concerning the representation that you have received from your attorney before I make a determination as to whether or not you have received ineffective assistance of counsel? Sic. Any complaints today? A. No, sir. The motion court finally concluded that the record establishes that Movant was satisfied with plea counsel and Movant entered his plea knowingly and voluntarily and ultimately denied Movant's amended motion. Movant timely appeals this decision. 4. Applicable Principles of Review. Appellate review of the motion court's denial of Movant's post-conviction motion under Rule 24.035 is limited to a determine.